so we went to bed. He woke up complaining of an aching in his head. He said 100 people had come through our room that night, that one by one the old and young asked if he was all right. One by one the old and young lined up to touch his hand. He spent the night explaining they had come to the wrong man. Death or something strange. She smiled at him politely and returned to him his change. Well, what I'd like to know, and this will be a mystery, is with all the people in that room, why none appeared to me when we sleep so close together that our hair be